As you know, it is the Catholic custom on Good Friday to spend from noon until 3 p.m. in prayer and recollection to commemorate the 3 hours that Christ hung upon the cross. To help recollect ourselves, we will pray the Stations of the Cross, we will pray the Sorrowful Mysteries of the Rosary, and we will pause between each decade to consider some aspect of our Lord's sufferings. St. Alphonsus de Liguori once wrote that Jesus Christ is too little loved because too few pause sufficiently to reflect upon his sufferings, which he endured for love of us. And he says that there is no practice more profitable for the entire sanctification of the soul than frequently considering the sufferings of Jesus Christ. St. Augustine says that a single tear shed at the thought of our Lord's passion is worth more than pilgrimages or a year's worth of fasting on bread and water. Indeed, he says, it was precisely for this reason that our Lord willed to suffer as he did, in order that we should think of his sufferings and then be inflamed with love for him in return. This afternoon, we will seek to enter into these sufferings in spirit, to examine the events of our Lord's passion and death as they are presented to us by the Blessed Virgin Mary in her rosary. The agony in the garden, the scourging at the pillar, the crowning with thorns, the carrying of the cross, and the crucifixion. These are the 5 events which Our Lady, who witnessed these things, and who knows us with a mother's heart, these are the 5 events which she has singled out for us to consider, by means of which our hearts may be inflamed with love for our Savior, her Son. This Traore, my dear faithful, as you pray the Stations of the Cross and the Mysteries of the Rosary, ask Our Lady to obtain for you some special grace. Whatever grace you stand most in need of. For she is beneath the cross now with you, and her prayers for you are going up to the pierced heart of her Son. Most especially ask her for the grace to love her Son more. To love him more so that in the future you will offend him less. To love him more so that in the future you will love others more for his sake. Ask Our Lady for the grace to love Jesus more, that by your love you may be a comfort to his lonely and wounded Sacred Heart.